Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The big story of the day today, Hunter Biden is guilty, guilty, guilty on all three counts. And that is brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Hit it, Matt. Gotta do the walk-up music. Gotta do the walk-up music. That Puzo wrote Superman the movie, huh? I did. But my Marvel advisor, Brian Glass, knew that too. Keep it playing. Come on. Here we go. She is the former Deputy National Security Advisor and Vice President of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. She's Philadelphia's own Dr. Victoria Coates. And she's an American girl and a young American. How are you, my friend?
I am well. I am fresh off the plane from London.
Did you know that Superman the movie was written by Mario Puzo?
I did not.
Yeah. Yeah, they were so Warner Brothers was so happy with the work on Godfather, Paramount, whatever it was, that they said, yeah, write Superman for us. That's why it's one of the best superhero movies ever made. It's the guy who wrote The Godfather wrote that. Yeah, isn't that something? Warner Brothers, yeah. So what'd you watch on the plane on the ride home, just out of curiosity?
I unfortunately didn't get to do a lot of watching. I foolishly agreed to write a book in about 6 weeks. So every free second I have is being spent on it. It's about what's happened in Israel since October 7th, and we're trying really hard to get it out before the election because it really is just about the black and white policy divide between what we had on Middle East policy during the Trump administration and then what we've had in the Biden administration. And I think it's really important that Americans have that laid out in a kind of a just the facts way. You know, this is what has happened. This is why. And this is what you can expect if you cast your vote for either man.
Well, I'm very impressed you're writing a book in such a short amount of time. It's not easy. I would have been drinking on the plane and watching a movie. So I'm impressed with your work ethic.
We took off at 8 in the morning, so.
Well, did you at least get to fly first class like my executive producer, Matt DeSink, the traitorous?
I admit I did fly business, but the real purpose of the trip was actually to go to the Phillies game on Saturday night. So that was amazing.
Well, that's worth it then. That's worth it. How's Brandon Marsh doing? Do we know?
Oh, I think we've got bad injury reports. JT Realmuto is having a knee surgery tomorrow. He's probably out for a month. Marsh, I haven't seen in weeks. Hopefully, Trey Turner will be back sooner rather than later. Because we need them all right now.
Yeah, and how's my man Schwarber? Is he going to step up anytime soon or what?
Yeah, we're in June now. He's back. It's Hoagie Fest. I think we can be hopeful that will inspire him.
It's Hoagie Fest. He obviously he's lost some weight, though. He still looks like Ted every time he runs around the bases, though. But
he's now a single sitter.
Yes. So where do we begin? First of all, what's going on in Europe is with Macron and the French?
Well, it was a crazy time to be there because we were there for the election. And, of course, the British have just called their election much sooner than anyone thought. It was supposed to be the beginning of November, right after ours. And now it's going to be the first week in July. And so the UK is sort of in chaos. It looks like Labour is going to have a huge victory. And however, ironically, the opposite is happening on the continent. These were EU elections. So this is for the EU Parliament, not for the German or the French parliaments, but very strong rebukes for Macron and for Scholz, the Chancellor of Germany. Very strong conservative turnout for those elections. And interestingly, what Macron did, the president of France, was to call a snap election for his parliament. So we'll see when they have that election also in July. You know, if these were protest votes, you know, for the EU Parliament, which is essentially meaningless, or if there really is a movement in France, of all places, to move to the right.
Now, this idea of them moving to the right and politically speaking, because we probably don't follow enough about French politics and European politics in general. Where do they stand now in terms of, like, is Macron a big lefty? Is he like a Trudeau? What's the guy like?
I would see him more as a center left. And same thing with Scholz in Germany, that they are reflexively liberal, but not, you know, not insanely so, not the way the Labour Party will be in the UK. What's interesting is the very liberal media in Europe, immediately when there is any kind of right-wing presence in an election, it starts talking about fascism. This means
right.
Hitler's coming back.
Right.
And they did it in spades. You know, just like in the United States, where Donald Trump is Hitler, you know, these Marine Le Pen is Hitler, they're all Hitler, and we're going to go right back to the Second World War, which has been their talking point now for 75 years, or 80 years, I guess, now. So, you know, I think that, you know, that is to be expected. But yeah. I think the European people, and it's issues we're dealing with here, Rich. It's immigration, you know, it which is unfettered into Europe right now. It's changing the face of the continent. And, you know, that's something I think our Congress and these parliaments should talk about very seriously if our leadership won't take action.
Everybody's Hitler. That's going to be the name of my book. Everyone's Hitler. Except it's always lost on me the fact that he was the head of the National Socialist Party. But, I mean, for some reason, the guy was far right. But what do I know? Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Other than that minor little point. Let's talk about this idea then of populism, MAGA, Make America Great Again. I mean, the idea of populism and trying to, you know, America first and now spreading over to the European continent. And the idea of people saying we want to preserve our culture, like, I mean, call us crazy. It's not racist. We want to be able to preserve our culture and we don't want to lose it. And we want to make sure that our country is put first. And we're tired of surrendering to all these Bond villains at the WEF and the UN and everywhere else. I mean, is this now fueled, you think, by a lot of the Trump populism, or is it just a wave here that's just something that we're just witnessing and Trump is maybe capitalizing on that, or is maybe he's the guy that started it?
I think Trump is the most powerful manifestation of it. And in national security policy, particularly, I think it is because the left has gone too far. And, you know, we can look at immigration, but I think, you know, another topic that was everybody was interested in, and I met with, you know, BP, for example, in London, with British Petroleum, is energy. And what are we going to do to make sure that we can, you know, fully, reliably, at a reasonable price, make sure that Europe and the United States are fully fueled going into this AI revolution? And, you know, there was a ton of interest in Pennsylvania. You know, Europe knows, even if they don't want to say it out loud, that they're going to need a lot more natural gas. They know a lot of the Middle Eastern natural gas is already committed to Asia. And so, you know, I think if we as Pennsylvania, you know, had leadership that said, you know, we would like to become one of the leading exporters to Europe, which we could do if we had a nice export facility on, you know, on the Atlantic, that this could be a really fertile discussion for our state, because they know that, you know, this extreme green agenda that has been embraced, and this is where Germany and France are at the front of it, is you know, about to sort of tear them apart, and that they are going to have, you know, terrible problems from this. So I think it's just common sense coming to the fore.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, we need some common sense, Dr. Victoria Coates. The United Nations, I mean, as you know, the Secretary General wants to ban advertising by fossil fuels. He wants to be the climate censor and ban advertising by fossil fuel companies. This is what he said. He said, many in the fossil fuel industry have shamelessly greenwashed, even as we have sought to delay climate action. I urge every country to ban advertising from fossil fuel companies, and I urge news media and tech companies to stop taking fossil fuel advertising. What a champion of freedom of speech this guy is, huh?
You know, you would think with crises all around the globe, and human suffering on an unprecedented scale, that the Secretary General of the United Nations would have something better to do than meddle in, you know, advertising policy. And I don't know about you, but I don't know the last time I watched an Exxon ad and then went running to the gas station. So I don't know how much, you know, fossil fuel advertising drives consumption. You know,
can I just jump in, though, for a second? Today I saw an ad. It was so good. I actually drained the gas out of my car just to go fill it up again.
To go refill it?
Yeah, that's how good the ad was.
Or that you thought the whatever the gas was so much better that you had to get rid of
it. I did. I siphoned it out. Like, you know, and then see, I'm putting that in my tank.
Now, I mean, and this is another alarm of why the UN is, you know, needs to get out of this kind of social engineering business, if they stay in any business at all. But, you know, this is ridiculous. As you said, it's a huge impingement on First Amendment rights for Americans. It is not binding. There's absolutely no authority for the United Nations to enforce any such thing. And it just shows you how misguided they are, because, you know, the advertising is one of the things that fuels the extraordinary energy sector of the United States, also countries in Europe. And, you know, that is what is driving these economies, which are paying the UN dues. And also for the developing world, which the UN claims it's concerned about, you know, these are the fuels that are going to lift people out of poverty and change lives. So it's just, you know, they're basically just nags and busybodies at Turtle Bay. And I hope President Trump, if he is reelected, takes a really hard look at our funding for the UN and makes the very easy decision to cut it.
Yeah, well, you make an excellent point about how we're trying to lift people out of poverty. And, you know, it's the height of hubris to say, and it's ironic, right? The Western world is always lamenting how we're a bunch of colonializers and everything else. But it's a height of arrogance and hubris to turn around to developing nations and say, you can't have the same access to technology that we have. We got it, but last in, and you're being shut out. So too bad, you know, let your kids starve, and too bad you're not going to get the same medical advances that we have in our countries. Good luck.
Exactly, because you're not going to transform industries and economies on wind and solar. It's just not possible or practical. And, you know, the policy that the Biden administration has, which is kind of a forerunner to what Gutierrez is advocating for, which is that the U.S. government will not do anything to support our industry developing fossil fuel projects overseas. is having a direct negative impact on developing countries and is advantaging countries like Russia. Mm-hmm. So take Rwanda, for example, which has significant natural gas reservoirs under their lake. Exxon is interested in developing them. It would be amazing for Rwanda. It would be a transformative energy source for them. And the U.S. government will not do the very basic things that they would have 5 years ago to support ExxonMobil, you know, going into a high-risk area, so have an American company do it. And instead, I think they're probably going to get developed by a Russian company or a Chinese company. And that's what these policies do.
Dr. Victoria Coates is with me. It's always great to have her, former Deputy National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump and the Vice President of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. And my pick to be Trump's National Security Advisor for his second term. And if you don't get me,
it would be good for the show.
If you don't get me into the sit room and then lunch at the mess, we're never going to be friends again.
Well, I can certainly make good on the lunch at the mess. But sit room is actually not as exciting as you think. But you know, I think there are a number of just excellent candidates, and it's a parlor game in D.C. right now. I think I get about 10 calls a week from enterprising journalists who are asking me who's going to be what.
Yeah.
But the great news is all of the candidates are good. You know, every time somebody says, "Well, I hear you, it's X for this post," I think, well, that would be great. Compared to what we have now, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, no kidding, right? I mean, that would be something if we didn't have a, for example, Secretary of State, which you'd also be amazing at, declare that a country should be a member of NATO, you know, and just decide that on his or her own. Let's switch gears to a second here. A Gaza journalist who wrote for Al Jazeera was holding 3 hostages in his home with his family, according to Israel. And this guy is Abdallah Al-Jamal, and he worked as a spokesman for Hamas and the Hamas-run labor ministry, and he was a journalist for Al Jazeera.
Oh, yeah. That's how closely these things are literally embedded. And I think the physical reality of what was happening with these hostages who were mercifully released, and I think the outpouring of joy you saw from Israel was so touching, you know, that there's been so much pain in the country and so much heartbreak and loss. And to get these people back, especially Noah, who everyone assumed was dead, just it was a miracle and it was much needed. And, you know, but you learn these people were in people's homes. You know, they weren't in a jail cell. These are civilians. These civilians we keep hearing about that we have to be so sympathetic to are acting as their jailers. They're keeping them in their homes. And, you know, they're treating them like servants. And it's in a UN refugee camp. So you're telling me the UN didn't know about this? And then the other thing that's just, you know, kind of gruesome about it is the way the press has now turned to deep concerns about the Palestinians who were killed in the raid. This is just terrible loss of life. And so you had Jake Sullivan, the current National Security Advisor, come out and say that every day we have this loss of life is a tragic, terrible, bad day. I mean, this is a day that 4 innocents were brought home by a heroic action that recalls the 1976 raid on Entebbe. And this should be celebrated. And I am sorry that anybody lost their lives, but these are the people who are keeping the hostages captive. So it's just a ridiculous situation, and our government is playing into it.
The notion here that we continue to put all these parameters around Israel at the very same time we're telling Ukraine, hey, knock yourself out with our weapons and use them inside Russia. I don't know. It makes me a little nervous here, this situation. And we're just so nonchalant about it. You know, like, hey, just can't use it against the Kremlin. Otherwise, go have fun. Knock yourself out.
The common thread, because I've been trying to tease this one out too, that I see between the two of them is neither action or, you know, policy rather, has anything to do with winning either engagement.
Yeah.
You know, if it was a good idea to strike in Russia, it would have been a good idea to do it 2 years ago. I mean, why is it a good idea now going into the NATO summit? You know, it seems like posturing. And the same thing with restraining Israel. I think if we know anything after October 7th, it's that this is what, you know, it has to happen. You have to destroy Hamas. You have to defeat them. You know, Israel won in 67. Israel won in 72. Can you tell I'm writing a book about Israel? I know all the dates. But they won. And nobody ever told the Palestinians, hey, guys, you lost. It's over. You know, here are the terms, and we'll move on the way we did from World War II or World War I. And you can rebuild, and we'll figure something out. But you have to accept defeat. And by restraining Israel this way and giving the Palestinians, particularly Hamas, the illusions that they might actually win this thing, the administration is only perpetuating it the way I feel like they're perpetuating the conflict in Ukraine.
Well, they are, no question about it. And that's because a lot of people are getting very, very rich off of this conflict in Ukraine. And it's part of the reason why I think the swamp wants to stop Donald Trump so badly, because that has to continue no matter what. And you know, if Nikki Haley were the candidate right now, the nominee for the Republican Party, they'd be fine with that because she'd keep it going. He's not going to. And they don't like that idea. And the idea that he could bring an end to this, which is something everybody should cheer on, they're so opposed to the notion of this, that maybe he could broker a peace deal, and they can't even fathom the idea of this.
Well, it's a nasty little secret, maybe not even so secret in Washington, and I have a lot of colleagues who should know a whole lot better who demonize the Heritage Foundation because our policy is not to take defense contractor money. And they write articles in the Wall Street Journal, which should also know better, about how this means we at Heritage don't understand the need for a strong defense industrial base and that we're isolationists. Like, no, it means that we would like our writing on military topics to be completely transparent and unbiased. And if General Dynamics is your single biggest donor, which it is for one of our fellow, theoretically, right-leaning think tanks, you're not going to be able to be completely without bias if these people are literally paying your salary. And so, I agree. As I said, I value being able to make the best weapons in the world. I'd like to be able to do it faster, and I'd like to be able to sell more of them if I wanted to. But, in this case, you have a lot of money sloshing around D.C., paying a lot of people's salaries who have pretty big megaphones, and they are doing, as you said, everything they can to keep this thing going.
All right, last question for you, and that is this. If Donald Trump, and I pray he does, get reelected to a second term, we have lunch at the White House mess, do you think there'll be any vegan burgers on the menu, or will he get rid of that once and for all on day one? Is that going to be like a day one promise, no vegan burgers at the White House mess?
I think we'll get rid of the vegan burgers. I think we'll get rid of the paper straws. I think we'll get rid of the tofu. I think we'll get rid of the oat milk. The Navy mess, the people who work there, the Navy people, for want of a better phrase, they are very down with the hamburger and the french fries. And they actually, my husband's favorite meal was this gigantic meatball that would come cycling through as a special periodically. So I think we will be off of the bugs and the vegetarian items and back to, I think, a very comforting, sustaining food for the people who put in the long hours in the White House.
Well, then I will go then, if you invite us. All right, very good. Dr. Victoria Coates, always a pleasure, my friend. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Sounds good. Take care,
Rich. The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You're not coming, DeSantis.
Why can't I go?
I don't want you to come.
Ah, come on. I want a burger.
Oh, fine. You can come to the White House mess for lunch.
Thank you.
But don't pull any of your stunts. Like, don't embarrass me by ordering something like a salad or something. You know what I mean?
I can't promise that, but I'll try my best not to humiliate you.
Just order like a man. All right?
I'll get a burger. A burger's very manly.
Good, get a burger.
Yeah.
Not on brioche.
If I want a side salad, I can get a side salad.
You can get a side salad if you want a side salad.
That's,
fine.
That's not humiliating.
No, that's not humiliating. Unless Trump's in the room, then don't do the side salad. He'll make fun of you. He will. I'm telling you. He'll make fun of you for it.
Well, I don't want that.
I'm just saying, you go burger and fries when the big guy's in the room.
What about beverage?
Well, you could get your Coca-Cola if that's what you're asking.
Of course that's what I'm asking,
you can get your Coca-Cola if that's what you're asking.
Good. Because Trump loves Coca-Cola.
He does. But diet, though.
I'm not going to go diet.
Yeah, Diet Coke. He doesn't do regular Coke. And he drinks about, 18 of them an hour, so... I got a great Trump cheeseburger story I'll share sometime, but not now because I'm late. I got to take a quick break. But I want to tell you about Emmons, emmonsroofing.com. You got to go see them today. Listen, when it comes to your home, peace of mind, right? I mean, your home is everything. So if you need work done in your home, trust the team at Emmons, a team that I trust. When it comes to your home and roofing, siding, and windows, it's all about who you choose. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. And with Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So, whether it's a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know the times are tough for many people, they are offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10%. 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. 10% off. You can't beat that. I've used Emmons for years. They've literally done everything in my home, from the roof to the windows to the doors, you name it. They've done it, and they've done a great job. And Matt and Stephanie, the owners, are truly, truly good friends of ours. They come over for dinner. They were just over the other day giving us they were looking at our master bathroom to renovate that. Don't choose any other company, because protection, peace of mind, and trust are everything. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677 or emmonsroofing.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Caroline Sunshine is the Deputy Director of Communications for President Trump's campaign. Hello, Caroline. Thanks for joining me in Philadelphia. I appreciate it.
How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Wonderful. Excellent. So I got a lot to ask you, but let's start with Hunter Biden, first of all, because I saw that Caroline Levin put out a statement that let's not get distracted by this. The real stuff is the financial crime stuff.
That's right. It's time for the real trial now, right? Which should be the trial of the Biden crime family. I mean, Joe Biden is the godfather of the Biden crime family. And that's, you know, I always tell people to look for the story that the mainstream media isn't reporting. And today, that's the story that hasn't been reported and really hasn't been reported since ever, right? I mean, you know, we know the mainstream media helps Joe Biden do his bidding. You know, we know in this trial, for example, with Hunter Biden himself, the laptop from hell that we were all told was disavowed as Russian information. Leslie Stahl told President Trump to his face on 60 Minutes, oh, sir, we can't verify this. We can't talk about things we can't verify. We all had to hear that it was 51 different U.S. intelligence sources saying this laptop was Russian disinformation. Yeah, well, that same laptop was entered into evidence in Hunter Biden's trial. But yes, the real issue here should be that of the Biden crime family. I mean, let's get into it, right? We have Joe Biden and his family and his business associates made $24 million over the course of 5 years, including when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. They made $11 million from China, $6.5 million from Ukraine, and get this, $140,000 from Kazakhstan for a sports car. I'll let your viewers figure that out. But Joe Biden, we know, has lied to the American people about his family's business dealings, not just once, but 16 times. We also know that he said he never met his son, Hunter Biden's business associates. But we now know that that's not true. We know that he met nearly every one of his son's business associates nearly 20 times. So Joe Biden is a threat to democracy, whether he is weaponizing the government against his political opponent, albeit unsuccessfully, or quite frankly, using the backs of the U.S. taxpayers to enrich his family. This is a country that was founded on the rule of law. Nobody is above the rule of law, certainly not Joe Biden and his family, who are the epitome of the swamp.
No, well said. And even Politico today with a piece out, which I'm sure you've seen, Biden insists he's not involved in his family's business dealings, but his aides are a different story. The overlapping roles are under scrutiny as the president tries to distance himself from his family's dealings. I mean, he's all over this. His people are all over this. It's so intertwined, it's laughable to think he had nothing to do with any of this.
10% for the big guy, right?
That's it, right?
Again, it's not just, right? It's the big guy, right? But man, take a look at what the big guy is doing to this country. I mean, you know, you have a report from the Wall Street Journal recently saying, oh, behind closed doors, Joe Biden is slipping. People are noticing. Okay, newsflash. What's been obvious to people, what's now obvious to people behind closed doors has been obvious to the American people for a while now with their eyeballs and ears. Yeah, Joe Biden is slipping, and he's slipping this country into decline. I mean, under Joe Biden, we have the worst border crisis in U.S. history. We've got war in the Middle East. We got Russia, China, Iran, who don't respect us on the world stage. Our adversaries have been emboldened. We got an economy where, my goodness, he makes Jimmy Carter look like a lightweight. So people know under President Trump, it's very obvious. We had a secure border. We had peace in the Middle East. We had Russia, China, Iran in check. We were respected on the world stage. We had an economy that was working for all Americans. And, you know, despite Democrats and Joe Biden's attempts, which has been going on, let's be real, since 2015, since when President Trump came down that escalator, President Trump is shattering fundraising records. He's seeing record support from people who are historically in the Democrat voter base in the polls and battleground states. And like President Trump said, the real verdict comes November 5th, when we're going to make America great again.
And Caroline Sunshine, the polls show that the trial had no effect whatsoever on hurting the former and future president. And in addition to that, he gained some support. He's now winning in every single swing state. Nate Silver saying Biden should drop out. I guess the question is, if the laptop was just pictures of Hunter Biden, as disgusting as they are, naked and doing drugs, would 51 former national security hacks all jump in and collude with big tech and the corporate media to censor the story and tell us it was all Russian disinformation? Or maybe there's more on that laptop than just disgusting nudie pics of Hunter.
The laptop from hell. Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, one of the other things I love about President Trump is instead of acting sunlight is the best disinfected, it's really through him that the American people can see the truth about what's going on in their country, whether that is the truth of the mainstream media and what they choose to cover and not cover and the way that they lie. This laptop from hell is a perfect example of that. Whether it is the Biden family's corruption, the Democrats and their schemes, President Trump is this singular force in American politics, defiant, tough, strong, resilient. And the American people can really see the truth through him. And I think that's why so many people in the mainstream media have full-blown cases of Trump derangement syndrome, is because we live in a culture of lies. And when you live in a culture of lies, telling the truth is treason. But, you know, Mother Teresa couldn't have beat the charges that President Trump was up on. Voters now have 34 more reasons to vote for President Trump. And I can tell you what, it's not President Trump that's slipping in the polls. It's actually, the writing is really on the wall for Joe Biden. I mean, you have fake news CNN having to admit that the latest round of polls for Joe Biden are, quote, an absolute disaster. You have the failing New York Times having to admit President Trump is beating President Biden in battleground state polls everywhere from Nevada to Michigan to Georgia. We even have liberal Bill Maher saying Biden's going to lose. So yep. the writing is on the wall for Crooked Joe. And like President Trump said, he says it best. The real verdict will come November 5th.
Well, in Pennsylvania, which I think Trump's going to win, I really do. I think it's so obvious. A couple things. Number one, he's just better on energy policy alone. I mean, that right there for this state matters more than anything. In Michigan, it's the auto workers. I mean, these EV standards and the little stunt they pulled on Friday with their EPA regs to try to, you know, make gas cars basically illegal. It's so obvious now that they could care less about America's energy independence. They want to do everything they can to hurt the American worker. I thought it was a brilliant move when he announced the other day that he's going to try to end, or will end, tips on service workers in the service industry, taxes on their tips. I think it's great. End taxes on their tips. This is a guy who's clearly for the working class people. Democrats, as James Carville put it, are the party of the faculty lounge. I think that is so well said.
So well said. Drill, baby, drill. Okay. President Trump knows that we have to get our energy policy back on track if we're going to get this inflation down. Like I said, Joe Biden makes Jimmy Carter look like a lightweight. And I know you have many great patriots in the state of Pennsylvania who, like most of us, feel like forgotten men and women in Joe Biden's America, right? I mean, President Trump, I love that you brought up the policy that President Trump announced at his rally in Las Vegas, Nevada, of no taxing on people's tips. Because here's the deal. Whether you are black, white, brown in this country, everybody's money is green. Nobody has enough of it in Joe Biden's America. I mean, I know we all know Joe Biden is a few French fries short of a Happy Meal, but have you seen the cost of a Happy Meal? A Big Mac is $7.49. That is an 87.7% increase from 5 years ago. Have you been to the Cheesecake Factory lately? I mean, diapers are up 30%. So the American people are hardworking and earnest. They're law-abiding citizens. They don't get the free flights and the free hotel rooms that Joe Biden gives to the 10 million illegal immigrants who come across our border. People are having trouble affording life in Joe Biden's America. And President Trump did. He did it once before. He'll do it again. He built a robust, thriving economy. But I love what he said about taking care of our hospitality workers, because life has just become, it's become so unaffordable for so many Americans, and especially people in our hospitality industry. And we've been really touched by the support that we've seen for that policy and for that idea. We can tell that it speaks to a lot of Americans, and President Trump has such a great talent for always having his pulse on where the American people are at. He truly is the people's president.
Caroline Sunshine's with me. She's the deputy director of communications for Trump's reelection campaign. You know, the other thing, too, that I think is really important to note is that immigration in Biden's executive order, what a joke that is. What a total fugazi that executive order was. It's still a huge issue, no matter where you look. And it's something that's impacting everybody. It's impacting everybody in Pennsylvania to the point where you've got John Fetterman coming out and saying, look, I'm not a progressive. I'm a Democrat. I just want a secure border. The Democrat Party is nuts. And Biden still has not locked down the crazy vote. When you throw in the third party candidates here, I mean, he gets even more slaughtered. What happened outside the White House the other day with all those pro-Palestinian people with smoke bombs and graffiti and no arrests, by the way? I mean, it just shows you where the crazy is. And it's not on our side. I don't remember seeing any MAGA supporters burning down courthouses in New York after the guilty verdict came out.
Fugazi. I love that. That is exactly what I would call that. You mentioned Joe Biden's executive order. And, you know, again, shame on the mainstream media for spreading disinformation, acting like that executive order is anything other than a mass amnesty. I call it the executive order for an open border, because that's exactly what it is. It is a mass amnesty and a Disneyland fast pass for 1.8 million more illegal immigrants to come across our southern border and get free flights and free hotel rooms while the American people can't afford rent and their mortgage payments. And, you know, Joe Biden, under Joe Biden, my goodness, we have had 10 million illegal immigrants come across our southern border. We've had 30 tons of fentanyl. And we've had, this is a little reported, we've had 360 names off the terror watch list. That is enough illegal immigrants to swing an election should they be allowed to vote. It's enough fentanyl to kill every American citizen multiple times over. And that's enough potential terrorists to cause another 9/11. And the mainstream media will tell people, oh, immigration, it's unpopular with the people. No, there's a new poll out yesterday, CBS poll, majority of Americans, 62%, support mass deportations for illegal immigrants. And on day one, President Trump is going to launch the largest single criminal deportation in this country's history. And boy, are we going to need it. Because at this rate, if we don't have a border, we don't have a country.
Well said. Hey, Caroline Sunshine, thanks for joining us. And where can we follow you on social media?
Hey, awesome. Well, you, of course, can follow President Trump on Truth Social. You can follow our campaign on X, and you can follow me at C Sunshine on X. We have so many great American patriots. Our campaign is so thankful for you. And you can follow all of us to get the latest on all things President Donald J. Trump and help us make America great again.
Thank you so much for joining me. Appreciate it.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Actually, that clip, what she was mentioning about CBS, so she had the audio of that. And Margaret Brennan was not happy when her own colleague confronted her with the data proving that voters actually favor Donald Trump's immigration policies. I'm going to play that for you in just a second. But I want to tell you about my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be back there for our next live show on Friday, June 21st. And I'm super excited to be there. But I got to ask you, please, as tough as this economy is, please don't forgo summer vacation. Summer vacation's amazing. You make great memories with the family, memories that last a lifetime. I still have some of the best memories of my life when I was a kid with my family and the Jersey Shore. We went every summer. Every summer, except one year we didn't go, I think, one year. And it was the highlight for us. So you got to make those summer memories, and the Grand Hotel makes it easy for you. Here's why. You can rent a shore house. First of all, it's going to be very expensive, but you're not going to have any amenities. And then you got to wash your sheets and towels and everything else. Or you can stay at the Grand Hotel. They're going to give you money to use on property at the resort or to take your family on a whale-watching boat cruise, for example. And you also have rooms, suites, and townhouses that have kitchenettes, refrigerators. So it's basically like the best of both worlds. You're going to have the access to all the resort amenities, including a heated outdoor pool, a heated indoor pool if the weather's bad, arcade room for the kids, restaurant on site. But you're also going to have the ability to make the kids a sandwich, keep your drinks cold. And they're going to give you the resort credits back. So every night, the longer you stay, the more you save, the more you get back in resort credit. Stay three nights, get $60 per night. Five nights, get $70 per night. Stay seven nights, get $80 per night. That's $560 in resort credit for you to use for food and beverages at Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, or in the gift shop where you can get passes for whale watching boat cruises, as I mentioned. And you'll love the amenities, you'll love the staff, and you'll love the fact that it's right across from the beach. So make those summer memories today. Always book direct. You got to book direct with them to get those resort credits. So reach out to them today at GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com, or 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550. You'll love it there. And I'd love to see you there on June 21st for our next live show. So book your stay for that week. Make those summer memories with the kids. Don't forego summer vacation to try to save money. You don't need to. The Grand gives you money back to spend on your vacation and gives you the ability to have the best of both worlds, the amenities of a resort, but also the ability to have the same kind of kitchenette and refrigerator, but without having to worry about doing the sheets and the towels. It's great. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Cioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Do you know the other day that my show open song, what is it called?
I have no clue.
Either did I. And somebody said, oh, that's the open to your radio show. I said, oh, it is? I guess it's by the Black Keys or something?
Oh, it is. Yes. What? I've heard it before. And yeah. I immediately, I'm like, wait, Rich Cioli? Obviously, other people play it other than us.
Yeah, but I didn't realize it was mine. Somebody's like, that's your theme song. I said, oh, yeah, I guess it is.
You didn't pick out your own theme song?
I wasn't paying attention as usual. And you know what? Jared Hart, Evil Jared, years ago, our program director, made that show introduction for us. and we haven't changed it, and we never will. I like it. I mean, I think it's good. I think it's a good show open. It's got a good high energy to it. It's a high energy show. So,
have you thought about changing it to Wham?
I was going to pretend you didn't say that.
I got so much grief on
good.
Social media yesterday.
You should get grief for that. You should. You deserve every ounce of it. You didn't get enough, in my opinion.
No, I got enough.
The fact that you're even here today is just shocking to me. I figure people would have shamed you into calling out sick. But here you are, Matt the Sanctimonious. Wasn't Trump's nickname for Ron DeSantis Meatball?
Yeah, Meatball Ron.
So that meatball that Dr. Coates was describing in the White House mess, you think he would have taken it off the menu if he was president?
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah, he probably doesn't like that.
Probably wouldn't have liked that if he had won.
But he's Italian, so he has to like meatballs.
That's a stereotype. That's racist.
Well, I'm Italian. I guess we can say it,
right? Yeah. As a meatball, eh? And that's a meatball. I can't stand turkey meatballs. I see that that's on the current White House mess menu. So the mess is it's the little dining room right outside the Situation Room. And that's got to go. Turkey meatballs is an abomination. It's an abomination.
They're not my preferred meatball, but they'll do in a pinch.
No, they will never do in a pinch. You need beef, pork, and veal. Everybody knows that. Done.
Well, I agree with you. That's the preferred meatball. But in a pinch, the turkey meatball will do just fine.
The lesser meatball. You're a turkey meatball is what you are. On a brioche bun. That's you.
I like brioche buns. They're
if
tasty.
You were a food, you'd be a turkey meatball on a brioche bun.
I've never even had that combination.
Good. You know what? It shouldn't be illegal to have that combination. Disgusting. Oh, I met the woman who is with the Taylor Ham Company. You know, the Taylor Pork Roll?
Mm.
You know, she told me that they, years ago, made them change the name. That's why if you go to North Jersey, it's Taylor Ham. South Jersey, it's Pork Roll. Because the government got involved and said, you can't call it ham.
What?
Yeah. The government, as usual, meddled and got involved, and they made them change the name. So that's why it's John Taylor Pork Roll. And they couldn't legally call it ham. Isn't that something?
So stupid.
So stupid. But it's still, you go to North Jersey, it's still Taylor Ham.
Whenever I hear the Taylor Ham pork roll debate, I always think about that one time where Phil Murphy desperately tried to get Taylor Swift's attention and tweeted the controversy at her, and she never responded, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, that was the best thing ever. She just totally ghosted the governor of New Jersey. Just ignored him, like everybody else should. Should I play the clip now, or should I take? Do I gotta take a quick break?
It's a little long. It's about 2 minutes, so maybe we should go to break.
All right. I'll do this. I'll play this quick clip. This is one of the jurors in the Hunter Biden gun trial who said juror number 10, or is that long too? What do I got? I got a quick one. One of the jurors.
Which one?
Give me one. That's quick. I don't care.
Actually, you know what? Two's pretty quick.
All right. This is juror number 10. Describing the jury's deliberations to CNN, cut two.
Okay, so yesterday when the case was handed over to us, we went to the deliberating room. We weren't there that long because it was getting late in the evening. So we just decided, okay, the first thing we're going to do is let's vote now and see how the count was. So we voted, and it was 6-6. Now, I don't believe that any of them were trying to change their minds, or we weren't trying to change anybody's mind. It's just the fact that I think they said no because they wanted more information. They wanted to talk more about the case. So they didn't want to jump to conclusions right away and say, yes, he was guilty.
All right, we'll talk a lot more about the verdict. Obviously, we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up, including, is Joe Biden going to remain the Democrat candidate? That's the question. And what does the verdict mean for the pardon? Don't go away.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
the bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.